Chapter 81. Gasoline Direct Injection Systems. Direct Fuel Injection. Port Injection versus Direct Injection. In a port fuel injection system, the fuel is squirted into the intake manifold or in the intake port upstream from the intake valve. The atomized fuel then mixes with the air entering the cylinder in its way to the combustion chamber. In a gasoline direct injection, abbreviated GDI, system, the fuel is squirted directly into the combustion chamber. See Figure 81-1. Unlike a port fuel injection system, a gasoline direct injection system varies the fuel pressure to achieve greater fuel delivery using a very short pulse time, which is usually less than 1 millisecond. Port fuel injection, constant fuel pressure but variable injector pulse width. GDI. Almost constant injector pulse width with varying fuel pressure. General Motors refers to this as a spark ignition direct injection system, abbreviated SIDI. Parts and operation. A direct injection system sprays high pressure fuel, up to 2900 psi, into the combustion chamber as the piston approaches the top of the compression stroke. With the combination of high-pressure swirl injectors and modified combustion chamber, almost instantaneous vaporization occurs. This combined with a higher compression ratio allows a direct-injected engine to operate using a leaner-than-normal air-fuel ratio, which results in improved fuel economy with higher power output and reduced exhaust emissions. See Figure 81-2. Advantages of gasoline direct injection. The use of direct injection compared with port fuel injection has many advantages, including improved fuel economy due to reduced pumping losses and heat loss. Higher compression ratio for higher engine efficiency. Use of lower octane gasoline. Higher volumetric efficiency. Less need for extra fuel for acceleration. Improved cold starting and throttle response. Use of greater percentage of EGR to reduce exhaust emissions. Improved fuel economy up to 25%. And reduced exhaust emissions by 12% to 15%. Refer to Figure 81-1. A comparison of a port fuel injection system, right, to a gasoline direct injection system on the left. Refer to Figure 81-2. A gasoline direct injection system injects fuel under high pressure directly into the combustion chamber. Disadvantages of gasoline direct injection. Higher cost due to high pressure pump and injectors. More components compared with port fuel injection. Due to the high compression, ANOX storage catalyst is sometimes required to meet emission standards, especially in Europe, see Figure 81-3, and uses up to 6 operating modes, depending on engine load and speed, which requires more calculations to be performed by the powertrain control module, PCM. Direct injection fuel delivery system. Low pressure supply pump. The fuel pump in the fuel tank supplies fuel to the high-pressure fuel pump at a pressure of approximately 60 psi. The fuel filter is located in the fuel tank and is part of the fuel pump assembly. It is not usually serviceable as a separate component. The engine control module, abbreviated ECM, controls the output of the high-pressure pump, which has a range between 500 psi, or 3,440 kilopascals, and 2,900 psi, or 15,200 kilopascals, during engine operation. See Figures 81-3 and 81-4. High pressure pump. In a typical GDI system, the ECM controls the output of the high pressure pump, which has a range between 500 psi, or 3,440 kilopascals, and 2,900 psi, or 15,200 kilopascals, during engine operation. The high-pressure fuel pump connects to the pump in the fuel tank through the low-pressure fuel line. The pump consists of a single-barrel piston pump, which is driven by the engine camshaft. The pump plunger rides on a three-lobed cam on the camshaft. The high-pressure pump is cooled and lubricated by the fuel itself. See Figure 81-5. Fuel rail. The fuel rail stores the fuel from the high-pressure pump and stores high-pressure fuel for use to each injector. All injectors get the same pressure fuel from the fuel rail. Fuel pressure regulator. An electric pressure control valve is installed between the pump inlet and outlet valves. The fuel rail pressure sensor connects to the PCM with 3 wires. Number 1. 5 volt reference. Number 2. Ground. Number 3. Signal. The sensor signal provides an analog signal to the PCM that varies in voltage as fuel rail pressure changes. Low pressure results in a low voltage signal and high pressure results in a high voltage signal. The PCM uses internal drivers to control the power feed and ground for the pressure control valve. When both PCM drivers are deactivated, the inlet valve is held open by spring pressure. This causes the high-pressure fuel pump to default to low-pressure mode. The fuel from the high-pressure fuel pump flows through a line to the fuel rail and injectors. The actual operating pressure can vary from as low as 500 psi, 3,440 kilopascals, at idle to over 2,000 psi, 13,800 kilopascals, during high-speed or heavy load conditions. See Figure 81-6. Refer to Figure 81-3. A GDI system uses a low-pressure pump in the gas tank similar to other types of fuel injection systems. The PCM controls the pressure of the high-pressure pump using sensor inputs. Refer to Figure 81-4. A typical direct injection system uses two pumps, one low-pressure electric pump in the fuel tank and the other a high-pressure pump driven by the camshaft. The high-pressure fuel system operates at a pressure as low as 500 psi during light load conditions and as high as 2,900 psi under heavy loads. Refer to Figure 81-5. Figure A, a typical camshaft-driven high-pressure pump used to increase fuel pressure to 2,000 psi or higher. Figure B, the high-pressure pump assembly removed from the engine. Many GDI engines use a roller where the high-pressure pump rides against the cam lobes to help reduce friction and wear. Refer to Figure 81-6. A gasoline direct injection fuel rail and pump assembly with the electric pressure control valve. Refer to Chart 81-1. A comparison chart showing the major differences between a port fuel injection system and a gasoline direct injection system. Gasoline direct injection fuel injectors. Each high-pressure fuel injector assembly is an electrically magnetic injector mounted in the cylinder head. In the GDI system, the PCM controls each fuel injector with 50 to 90 volts, usually 60 to 70 volts, depending on the system, which is created by a boost capacitor in the PCM. During the high-voltage boost phase, the capacitor is discharged through an injector, allowing for initial injector opening. The injector is then held open with 12 volts. The high-pressure fuel injector has a small slit or 6 precision-machined holes that generate the desired spray pattern. The injector also has an extended tip to allow for cooling from a water jacket in the cylinder head. See Chart 81-1 for an overview of the differences between a port fuel injection system and a gasoline direct injection system. Modes of operation. The two basic modes of operation include: Number 1. Stratify mode. In this mode of operation, the air-fuel mixture is richer around the spark plug than it is in the rest of the cylinder. Number 2. Homogeneous mode. In this mode of operation, the air-fuel mixture is the same throughout the cylinder. There are variations of these modes that can be used to fine-tune the air-fuel mixture inside the cylinder. For example, Bosch, a supplier to many vehicle manufacturers, uses the following 6 modes of operation. Number 1. Homogeneous mode. In this mode, the injector is pulsed one time to create an even air-fuel mixture in the cylinder. The injection occurs during the intake stroke. This mode is used during high speed and or high torque conditions. Number 2. Homogeneous lean mode. Similar to the homogeneous mode except that the overall air-fuel mixture is slightly lean for better fuel economy. The injection occurs during the intake stroke. This mode is used under steady, light load conditions. Number 3. Stratified mode. In this mode of operation, the injection occurs just before the spark occurs, resulting in lean combustion, reducing fuel consumption. Number 4. Homogeneous stratified mode. In this mode, there are 2 injections of fuel. The first injection is during the intake stroke. The second injection is during the compression stroke. As a result of these double injections, the rich air-fuel mixture around the spark plug is ignited first. Then, the rich mixture ignites the leaner mixture. The advantages of this mode include lower exhaust emissions than the stratified mode and less fuel consumption than the homogeneous lean mode. Number 5. Homogeneous knock protection mode. The purpose of this mode is to reduce the possibility of spark knock from occurring under heavy loads at low engine speeds. There are 2 injections of fuel. The first injection occurs on the intake stroke. The second injection occurs during the compression stroke with the overall mixture being stoichiometric. As a result of this mode, the PCM does not need to retard ignition timing as much to operate knock-free. Number 6. Stratified catalyst heating mode. In this mode, there are 2 injections. The first injection is on the compression stroke just before combustion. The second injection is after combustion occurs to heat the exhaust. This mode is used to quickly warm the catalytic converter and to burn the sulfur from the NOx catalyst. Refer to Figure 81-7. In this design, the fuel injector is at the top of the cylinder and sprays fuel into the cavity of the piston. Piston top designs. GDI systems use a variety of shapes of piston and injector locations, depending on make and model of engine. Three of the most commonly used designs include: Number 1. Spray-guided combustion. In this design, the injector is placed in the center of the combustion chamber and injects fuel into the dished-out portion of the piston. The shape of the piston helps guide and direct the mist of fuel in the combustion chamber. See Figure 81-7. Number 2. Swirl combustion. This design uses the shape of the piston and the position of the injector at the side of the combustion chamber to create turbulence and swirl of the air-fuel mixture. See Figure 81-8. Number 3. Tumble combustion. When the fuel is injected into the combustion chamber, helps determine how the air-fuel mixture is moved or tumbled. Refer to Figure 81-8. The side injector combines with the shape of the piston to create a swirl as the piston moves up on the compression stroke. Port and direct injection systems. Overview. Many vehicles use gasoline direct injection and, in some engines, they also use a conventional port fuel injection system. This system combines direct injection injectors located in the combustion chamber with port fuel injectors in the intake manifold near the intake valve. The two injection systems work together to supply the fuel needed by the engine. See Figure 81-10 for how the two systems are used throughout the various stages of engine operation. Cold start warm-up. To help reduce exhaust emissions after a cold start, the fuel system uses a stratified change mode. This results in a richer air-fuel mixture near the spark plug and allows for the spark to be retarded to increase the temperature of the exhaust. As a result of the increased exhaust temperature, the catalytic converter rapidly reaches operating temperature, which reduces exhaust emissions. Engine start system. An engine equipped with GDI could use the system to start the engine. This is most useful during idle stop mode when the engine is stopped while the vehicle is at a traffic light to save fuel. The steps used in the Mazda start-stop system, called the Smart Idle Stop System, SISS, allow the engine to be started without a starter motor and include the following steps. Step 1. The engine is stopped. The normal stopping position of an engine when it stops is 70 degrees before top dead center, plus or minus 20 degrees. This is because the engine stops with one cylinder on the compression stroke and the PCM can determine the cylinder position, using the crankshaft and camshaft position sensors. Step 2. When a command is made to start the engine by the PCM, fuel is injected into the cylinder that is on the compression stroke and ignited by the spark plug. Step 3. The piston on the compression stroke is forced downward, forcing the crankshaft to rotate counterclockwise or in the opposite direction to normal operation. Step 4. The rotation of the crankshaft then forces the companion cylinder toward the top of the cylinder. Step 5. Fuel is injected and the spark plug is fired, forcing the piston down, causing the crankshaft to rotate in the normal, clockwise, direction. Normal combustion events continue, allowing the engine to keep running. Refer to Figure 81-9. The piston creates a tumbling force as it moves upward. Refer to Figure 81-10. Notice that there are conditions when the port fuel injector, located in the intake manifold, and the gasoline direct injector, located in the cylinder, both operate to provide the proper air-fuel mixture. Gasoline direct injection issues. Noise issues. GDI systems operate at high pressure and the injectors can often be heard with the engine running and the hood open. This noise can be a customer concern because the clicking sound is similar to noisy valves. If a noise issue is the customer concern, check the following. Check a similar vehicle to determine if the sound is louder or more noticeable than normal. Check that nothing under the hood is touching the fuel rail. If another line or hose is in contact with the fuel rail, the sound of the injector's clicking can be transmitted throughout the engine, making the sound more noticeable. And check for any technical service bulletins that may include new clips or sound insulators to help reduce the noise. Refer to Figure 81-11. This may become a drivability issue because the gasoline direct injection injector is exposed to combustion carbon and fuel residue. Carbon issues. Carbon is often an issue in engines equipped with GDI systems. Carbon can affect engine operation by accumulating in two places. On the injector itself. Because the injector tip is in the combustion chamber, fuel residue can accumulate on the injector, reducing its ability to provide the proper spray pattern and amount of fuel. Some injector designs are more likely to be affected by carbon than others. For example, if the injector uses small holes, these tend to become clogged more than an injector that uses a single slit opening, where the fuel being sprayed out tends to blast away any carbon. See Figure 81-11. The backside of the intake valve. This is a common place for fuel residue and carbon to accumulate on engines equipped with GDI. The accumulation of carbon on the intake valve can become so severe that the engine starts and idles, but lacks power to accelerate the vehicle. The carbon deposits restrict the airflow into the cylinder enough to decrease engine power. Note: engines that use both port and GDI injectors do not show intake valve deposits. It is thought that the fuel being sprayed onto the intake valve from the port injector helps keep the intake valve clean. Refer to Figure 81-12. The high-pressure lines use a ball and socket connection. The ball end deforms when the line is tightened and must be replaced with a new part whenever it is removed. Refer to Figure 81-13. Whenever a GDI fuel injector is removed, a new Teflon seal must be installed to ensure a leak-free connection in the combustion chamber. Carbon prevention. Most experts recommend the use of Tecrin, a fuel system dispersant, to help keep carbon from accumulating. The use of a dispersant every 6 months or every 6,000 miles has proven to help prevent injector and intake valve deposits. If the lack of power is discovered and there are no stored diagnostic trouble codes, a conventional carbon cleaning procedure usually restores power, if the intake valves are coated. Servicing precautions. Because of the high pressures involved, it is important to adhere to safety precautions when working on a GDI system, which include: don't reuse high-pressure lines. The ball ends deform when tightened and do not seal if reused. See Figure 81-12. Always use a torque wrench when tightening fuel line fittings. Do not loosen any fuel fittings with the engine cranking or running. Always replace the Teflon seal whenever replacing or reinstalling a GDI injector. See Figure 81-13. Always check service information for the exact procedures to follow when working on a GDI system. Review questions. Question 1. What are two advantages of gasoline direct injection compared with port fuel injection? Question 2. What are two disadvantages of gasoline direct injection compared with port fuel injection? Question 3. How is the fuel delivery system different from a port fuel injection system? Question 4. What are the basic modes of operation of a GDI system? Question 5. What should be replaced anytime it is removed from the high-pressure GDI fuel system? Chapter Quiz. Question 1. Where is the fuel injected in an engine equipped with gasoline direct injection? A. Into the intake manifold near the intake valve. B. Directly into the combustion chamber. C. Above the intake port. D. In the exhaust port. Question 2. In a gasoline direct injection system, the location of the what varies, depending on the design. A. Piston. B. Injector. C. Head gasket. D. Valves. Question 3. The high-pressure fuel pumps used in gasoline direct injection systems are powered by A. Electricity, DC motor. B. Electricity, AC motor. C. The camshaft. D. The crankshaft. Question 4. The high-pressure fuel pump pressure is regulated by using A. An electric pressure control valve. B. A vacuum-biased regulator. C. A mechanical regulator at the inlet to the fuel rail. D. A non-vacuum-biased regulator. Question 5. The fuel injectors operate under a fuel pressure of about A. 35 to 45 psi. B. 90 to 150 psi. Circa 500 to 2,900 psi. D. 2,000 to 5,000 psi. Question 6. The fuel injectors used on a gasoline direct injection system are pulsed using what voltage? A. 12 to 14 volts. B. 50 to 90 volts. Circa 100 to 110 volts. D. 200 to 220 volts. Question 7. Which mode of operation results in a richer air-fuel mixture? Near the spark plug? A. Stoichiometric. B. Homogeneous. C. Stratified. D. Knock protection. Question 8. All of the following are advantages of gasoline direct injection except A. Improved fuel economy. B. Higher engine efficiency. C. Able to use lower octane gasoline. D. Decreased throttle response. Question 9. All of the following are disadvantages of gasoline direct injection except A. Higher cost. B. Less need for extra fuel for acceleration. C. NOx storage catalyst may be needed. D. More components compared to port fuel injection systems. Question 10. A lack of power from an engine equipped with gasoline direct injection could be due to A. Noisy injectors. B. Carbon on the injectors. C. Carbon on the intake valves. D. Both B and C. End of chapter 81.